Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, my little love puppets. That doesn't... I don't think so. But on we plough, you know, professional as ever. Keen to get to the nub of cuddling. So today I'm speaking to Marina Hyde. She's a guardian... she's a journalist, but she does a lot of guardian... She's a guardian columnist. If you're pushing me, she's a guardian columnist, but she's also got a book out. She's a very funny writer. She's got really good style. Well, of course she has. She's written about a million articles. You don't get to a million by chance, you know? Anyway, she's got a new book out with Faber. Ooh! And it's called Marina Hyde's What Just Happened. Anyway, she walked in and I thought, this woman I like. She's great. She's a breath of fresh air. And you can hear her on this podcast now. So pop your rump down on a beanbag. Are they still fashionable?
Well, I'm just popping in post-edit PE to say this episode was recorded just before the recent news that Bozza is Gozza gone. That Marina called it in this. Very excitingly, she said the Prime Minister, Bozza, is not long for his position. And then lo and behold, what we know now is maybe Marina is the real psychic Sue. Enjoy the show. Love you.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I love the podcast, and so it is a true honour.
Because I feel very embarrassed sometimes because you do a proper job and you've got lots of information.
But I don't think I do it properly at
you
all.
You do a proper job very badly.
The sort of thing that people have perhaps liked about my columns is that it's... I don't really do any special access. About kind of twice, maybe once a year I'll do something mad like go to the party conferences, but in general I'm just watching it all at home on the sofa same as everybody else, and yeah, you know, swearing at the telly just like everyone else. So I've always tried to be a bit of a friend to the reader and yeah, kind of talk about politics maybe in a way, you know, just in reference to Taylor Swift songs and stuff.
Yeah, other than things it that is happen in it's the very 19th century. Accessible and warm, which is so much better than trying to be cleverer than everyone and being like using, you know, just alienating people by making it about you. You don't make it about you in your
I've just always felt that everyone's needed a friend over the last, I don't know, 6 or 7 years to say, this is mad, isn't it? It's quite mad. You know, come sit next to me on the sofa and we'll have a laugh about it. That's always been my kind of attempt to cast it in those terms. But it was sort of quite unfashionable when I started writing about it in this way, because I don't think, you know, there's a sort of way of writing about politics that's quite sort of serious and lots of guys going, yeah, this is exactly like what happened in the second major, you know, the second after majors of confidence vote or whatever. And you just think, oh God, just, you know, let's have a laugh about some...
Your dick away for a minute, please, Alan. You write loads of... Don't you write like... 3 articles a week, that can't be right.
I used to write 3, but over the last 2 years, it's gone down to 2, which have been about... It's fine.
Really?
You know, the news is an ongoing concern, so we have to... But I was always quite fortunate because I wrote about celebrities and sport and politics, so there was always the chance. The nice thing about journalism, if you're doing that kind of thing, is that if you make a real sort of mistake or you've written something awful... Ideally, it's all over at the end of the day and you can start all over again the next day and try and kind of atone for your sins by making something better the next day. So I always quite like the variety and just being able to move on. Mm, obviously, I must also have quite a short attention span.
How long does it take you to write an article? Oh, 800 words.
They're mostly 1,000.
Oh.
I mean, probably like between 2 or 3 hours, maybe.
Wow.
But it's That's just, good. It's a trade, you see. Yeah. It's a trade, it's a knack. The best way to do any of these things, whenever like young journalists come and talk to me, I always just say, oh, just write a bit a day, but don't...
Yeah, yeah.
Also, there's a real fashion now for sort of things, you know, long reads, these kind sometimes they're just long.
Yeah.
They're not a long read, they're just really long. And I just feel just if you wrote, you know, 100 words a day, but they were good, that's much better. Yeah. And, you know, concision and keeping it short is so much. Well, you obviously know this from your work, that keeping stuff short.
Yeah.
I was listening to one
Virgin Verse, like, yeah, see you later then, that's it.
But listen, when you were talking to Georgia Pritchett a few weeks, you know, that it was, that sort of keeping things tight is the much better discipline and makes you the much better writer in the long term.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so used to doing it. I've been doing it so many years that people often say, like, oh, what if you couldn't think of anything? You think, oh, no, you just sit down and it comes out. It's actually been really cathartic over the last few years.
That's good.
To actually try and think of sort of jokes about it or whatever on the day. I think I don't have unresolved news issues, unlike quite a lot of people who just, there's no way out.
Do you ever fancy not watching the news, though?
Oh, God, yeah, all the time. I love to just sort of turn off and ignore it. Yeah, I never watch anything like Prime Minister's Questions or any of the politics shows on Sunday morning or anything that, you know, really? It feels like that's the news, but it isn't really. And in the old days, like a news cycle would be, I don't know, a day or something like that. Now you see these things where, you know, something's enormous in the morning and then halfway through the morning something else has happened.
Yeah.
I think we're all like dopamine addicts. So all of these things just keep kind of churning. And it's quite hard to sort of separate the wood from the trees. So I think actually watching less news is probably better for everybody.
Yeah. What do you think of Brian Logan? He gave me 3 fucking stars.
We've never met, Lou.
Oh,
we've
really?
Never met, so I haven't. I couldn't tell you either way.
Well, he can get in the bin.
I will.
Tell him if you've got the, you know, have you got a Guardian Info? What's it called? Where you got an internal web intranet.
You see, I don't go into the office, so I can't tell you whether they've got one of those things.
Right.
And I'm also like such an unbelievable Luddite that basically got to email me, got to fax me, send me a telex.
Yeah, well, Brian Logan can suck it. And I go, and I want that left in, Naomi. Now, what are arms for if not for snuggling? Okay, are you ready for the quick fire round?
I'm ready for it.
Question 1. Do you think the royal family are into the dark arts?
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
I hope to God. I mean, the rest of their life is so boring, isn't it? Just endlessly, you know, turning up this or that. And also, we love them to suffer.
Yeah.
People love to see them miserably hacking on out of a sense of duty.
Yeah.
Even though it's quite obvious that it's destroyed all their sort of marriages and relationships and familial everything. So, I hope behind the scenes they're into some real, you know, fun occult stuff.
Good answer, actually. I asked that because a man in a pub once told me that he worked for the Queen and she was into the dark arts.
Fascinating.
Yeah, something to think
about.
Did
he specify anything more?
Yeah, he said they would do rituals and the security guards would change out on a certain, like, day of the month or whatever.
Well, heard it here first.
Yeah. And last, probably.
And other pubs. Other pubs. It's available in pubs, that story.
You heard it in the Falcon first and you heard it on Cuddle Club second. Question 2. Do you think there should be billionaires?
Oh, God, not like the ones we've got now. No, I mean, I don't know about should be, but I find them really, like, fascinatingly uninterested in helping the world, the ones we have now. Whatever you think about those people in the Gilded Age in America, you know, who, you know, Carnegie and all those people, you know, they did, like, build railroads and libraries. And It was when Jeff Bezos got so... I can't remember how many billions he had. It was an unbelievable amount of billions. He was already the world's richest man. When people are like, do you, like, even have a foundation?
Yeah.
Like, he hadn't really thought, maybe I'll put something back.
I don't know how you can have that mentality.
It's so...
It's bizarre.
And the way to help the world, as far as someone like him is concerned, is to just, you know, pay all due local taxes in the area in which the money is earned. But they always believe they know better how to spend their money, and so they'll do anything to keep it out of any
It's
exchequers.
A game. It's a psychopathic game, I think. They're an addiction to have the most, and then because they're always looking at someone who might have as much or more. It's so
bizarre. A lot of the tech ones particularly, I find, have been just so unbelievably kind of they seem to have zero political philosophy at all. Like someone like Zuckerberg, I mean, he's kind of post-politics. He's much more powerful than nation states. And so he doesn't ever seem to have given any sort of thought as he's frozen really in that Harvard dorm room where he came up with the idea for rating women on his so-called the Facebook.
Yeah, and that's it.
And I always think of him as, you know, they really don't have any great ideas. Someone like Bill Gates has obviously done far more, but it's quite startling that next kind of next generation of ultra-billionaires.
It's so bizarre. The feeling you get from helping people, you know what I mean? Like the feeling they would get if they were on a different track sort of thing. They could change the whole world. Surely that would be a buzz. I think, they need to get addicted to that.
Someone like Gates really is clearly trying to now do far more and has had many, many successes in various vaccination programs and all this sort of thing. But yeah, some of those younger ones just seem to just have no idea or interest in doing anything.
Bizarre. Like robots. Is it nice being really clever and remembering things?
I don't think I'm really clever, but I can remember things. It's quite useful for my job to remember like mad, silly little details that you suddenly think, oh, I remember this person, you know, it's something from the, I don't know, that someone's done in the past because it can illuminate the present. But yeah, remembering things is always helpful in life, although there's so many things over the last few years that we would all have wished to have forgotten.
Yeah, but to remember things, it's a superpower as far as I'm concerned. Question 3, do you think Brian Logan should lose his job as a reviewer?
Hand on heart, I don't, Lou.
Come on!
I don't think we can... We can randomly cull critics.
No. Quite right. Do you know what? I love that integrity. I love that integrity.
I don't think it's a word massively associated with me, but I think we can't cull critics.
No, fair enough. I'll soldier on, I suppose. Are you nervous about reviews for your book, actually?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, I'm sure people think it's absolutely, you know, I mean, it's all been already out there because it's all my columns in a collection, but I'm sure people will put them all together and say this evidence is a completely jaundiced worldview. And in fact, the last few years has been fab and just shame on you for not seeing it.
Not seeing it, Marina.
Yeah, the bigger picture. Now we're standing here at the end of 6 years.
Yeah.
Don't you think it's all worked out? Brill.
Yeah.
So yes, I'm
you
sure that will
you
be.
You fool. Yeah. So your book is What Just Happened. And who puts them together? So all of your columns,
I chose them, but I chose which ones went in. But the sheer volume of words written since I thought I've got to put a pin in it somewhere and start somewhere. So I started a week before the referendum in 2016, what could possibly go wrong? And then allow it to unfold in the magical way it has happened since then. But choosing them, I just thought, my God, I mean, there's so many mad things that have happened. And people were just sitting watching the television. I remember a friend of mine was doing a comedy show in Worcester, and I went up to Worcester to see him on like a Tuesday night. And I just checked into this little hotel and went to the bar in the afternoon. It was about 3 o'clock. And there were various tables of just like one and two people. And they had like pints or cups of tea, and they were all glued to Sky News, where they were watching the Supreme Court hearing on the prorogation of Parliament. I thought something quite damaging has happened to this country in the past few years. Like, it's a Tuesday afternoon. It was so odd.
Yeah.
And I just thought, all these people, all different people, just sitting at their tables, glued to the live coverage from the Supreme Court. And I thought, God, it would be great to go back to a time when we just didn't pay attention to the news for days and days.
The 90s were quite good.
Yeah, there was news in the 90s, Lee. There was, but it just didn't feel like this. No, you're quite right.
It was Ladette's, you know, it was Norman, what's his name, and Zoe Ball, you know, celeb-wise. And it was just a pure, innocent time.
So much. I know. What have we lost?
It's sad, but on we go, I suppose. Is it in chronological order, time-wise?
Yeah, there's sections that there's also lots of other chapters about things like celebrities or sport or, I don't know, billionaires or kind of awful men from Supreme Court justices to kind of people who follow you in the street. So that has broken up the political story. So you get a bit of the political story in chronological order.
And then a man wanking into a tree.
Then just a little nice relax with Harvey Weinstein.
Lovely.
And co for a chapter.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then back, and then we'll have the royal family in a separate chapter. So it goes like that. So there's supposed to be some form of respite.
That's lovely. Yeah. A bit of light relief. And interested to think what you thought about you've probably been asked this loads and it's a really boring question, but what did you think of Amber Heard and Johnny Depp?
It was so awful. I've been reading really interesting stuff about it since, saying that how it just really shows how traditional media outlets and whatever have just lost now to these kind of YouTubers and content creators who are just individuals who just pivoted from talking about all sorts of funny little things on TikTok to just posting maybe 100 times a day on this trial. And it's just absolutely sucked, you know, all this, you know, clout and hits to them. But of course, they're not bound by any of the formal ways of talking about these things that people are in newspapers or legacy media outlets. What I think is interesting is that ultimately people will go after people like that and say, well, now you've libeled me. I can't write half the stuff that someone like that would say because it is a libel.
Yeah.
And no one used to care about what someone said on TikTok. But I now think if you're clocking up that much, I think it's just, I found it unbelievably depressing on all fronts.
Yeah.
I just felt, God, I mean, this is just a monstrous, monstrous spectacle. And a sort of anxiety dream for anyone who's, like, ever been married or, I mean, you know, just like some absolute malarial vision of how wrong life can go. Oh. I just felt with that whole trial, it was just so, I mean, it was so utterly miserable. But it was interesting. Anyone who tried to sort of defend Amber Heard, I'm not actually that much closer to understanding what went on by the end of it.
Yeah.
But anyone who tried to defend her quickly realised that, or even to defend her right to have said whatever it was she said, quickly realised that all the clicks were in...
No, and then they go the other direction.
And some of them just went from one to the other. And, I mean, it's really shone a light on that whole kind of creator ecosystem where I think it's a foreshadowing. I think, why would you not eventually cover all sorts of aspects of the news? These people, you know, maybe you'll go and listen to these people, you know, far much sooner than you would do to legacy media outlets, because they're so sort of outrageous and dramatic and it's fun. And there's the one thing that we know about digital content is that the more you post in a day, the better you do. So people who will put sort of 10 videos a day about this stuff will do better than someone who carefully types out their well-researched story and puts it on a kind of Washington Post website at the end of the day. I mean, forget it. Nobody's interested. And I think all the news will be covered like that eventually.
Wow, it's so depressing. That is so depressing. Well, get a fun hat, I suppose.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Wow.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Well, you could put this music under anything. Are you romantic?
Oh, yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I believe in all that. I believe in all that stuff. I saw Frankie Boyle saying that he thought children delivered on all the stuff that romantic love promises but doesn't give. But I don't know. I love him so much. I think he's marvellous. But I hope that both of those things. I believe in romantic love too. Definitely.
How long have you been married?
Oh God! I mean, it's so hilarious. It's going to be 23 years this September.
Wow! You started young.
Yeah, but imagine, that's like in 2 years we're going to have a silver wedding.
Oh my
God.
Like
finger sandwiches, everyone that goes home at like 4 p.m.
Wow.
I'm not going to do that as the party theme.
You got together so young.
I know, it's ridiculous, isn't it? Fancy that.
Wow. Does he journalism? Is he a journalist?
No. But I constantly prevail upon him to try and tell me what to write, so.
Yeah. Wow, that's so long. Sorry, I mean,
it's
not
ancient,
to really.
Isn't it?
I mean,
oh my God.
It's an achievement.
It's coming up for its a form of jubilee in a way, isn't it? Really? Yeah. 25 is a silver.
A theme.
Yeah.
Princess Diana.
Yeah. All my parties have that theme, so.
Imagine.
But I like a theme.
Yeah.
I love a theme.
Do you think Princess Diana was bumped off?
No.
Do you not?
No, because it would have been a ridiculous plot that could have been foiled by the wearing of a seatbelt. I'm sorry to say.
She was bumped off?
No, but I mean, she was. I mean, really, the chasing and the drunk driver and the lack of proper security for her and all of those things. Yeah, I mean, there was many, many people contributed to
what
it.
What about Paul Burrell?
What about Paul? Now, I've written a lot about Paul over the
have
years.
You?
Yes.
What about Paul?
Diana's Rock?
Yes, Diana's Rock.
Yeah,
what about
Diana's
Paul
Rock.
Burrell?
Burrell is a Category 5 nutter.
Really?
Who, I can assure you, no one is a greater self-dramatist. I've watched him over the years and the way he now talks about her. And he now says things like, he used to say, you know, when I was her butler and all these things. Then now he sort of says, you know, well, when I was working with her and, you know, I think she liked what I brought to the table. It's like, yeah, you brought a breakfast to the table.
Wow.
And I need to get where she finished, right? He's now like her sort of business partner, the way he discusses it.
Yeah, I think.
I think we can all live without Paul's stories.
Okay, yeah,
the
lid
of her dress is in the attic.
Yeah. Ooh.
One can only speculate.
Cuddle recipe number 101. Take two arms, wrap them around something and don't let go. Unless the person asks you to let go. Or animal.
Do you have anything to ask Psychic Sue?
Oh, what can I ask? Can I ask...
Bear in mind, she's more off her head than the guy that said the Queen's into the dark arts. Although,
goodness.
I did believe him.
How long will Boris Johnson stay in power, Psychic Sue?
I mean, it's so depressing.
It's all right. It's the beginning of the end now.
Is it? Do you think so? Do you really think so?
To see what Sue says. I defer, of course, to Sue.
Yes. Thank you. Bit of respect
for Sue,
please. Can
she fill in
while
I'm on my holiday, please?
Yeah. Don't worry, just on finish. She's never said that before. Don't worry, just on finish.
That feels
real.
I'm taking a massive positive.
Yeah,
that.
Don't worry, just finished.
Fantastic.
Oh, that's lovely.
Ask if she's got a few weeks free in July because I'm off then.
Where are you going?
I'm going to southern Italy to Puglia. I've never been before.
Ooh, with taking the whole fam.
Yeah, well, everybody's coming. I'm going to eat a significant amount of pasta.
Yeah, lovely. Well, good for your system, but you do. I just had some. I did. It did come back on an allergy test, but who can cut out wheat? You can't.
It's very, for me, it would be quite impossible.
Yeah. Do you want to see my muscles?
Yes, I do.
Oh my God.
Thank you. That's amazing.
I would like these to be smaller but well defined, but I hate my personal trainer. But anyway,
it's a strange business, isn't it? In some ways, I tell you what, magicians as well.
Yeah, magicians and personal trainers.
I was once actually at a party a drinks at one of my children's schools, and we were with
a party.
And we were talking to this other couple, and I always say the wrong thing, terrible, and I just couldn't. Anyway, they were talking about something, and I said, "Oh yeah, we were talking about some professions where people are just always complete arseholes." And I said, "Oh yeah, I mean, like magicians, just always just total fucking arseholes." I didn't even say arseholes. I said the worst.
Yeah.
And she went, "Mark's brother's a magician."
Oh yeah, but so what? She didn't have to bring that up.
I know.
Did
so
she?
I said, "Is he a complete arsehole?" But and then my husband's just like, "We can't do this at every parent's evening." Okay, we can't.
At least they weren't the teacher, because then your kids would have got marked.
Teachers are lovely.
Yeah.
No, that's a lovely profession.
You have to say that. Yeah. That is a nice profession, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, it's Alan de Botton, something to say. Ooh. So I'm just going to get the cards out of here, okay?
Thank you, Lou.
I could have done this in my own time. I suppose the questions are here, but...
what you do in your own time is your business. This is...
Do you like Alain de Botton?
I'm not his greatest fan, I must say.
Why?
I don't know. I find that sort of, that type of psychology not my most fascinated by.
Yeah.
But he's done so well to get so much attention for himself over the years.
Okay. Ooh, this is a good one.
All right.
It's one on top.
Hit me.
Are there... Oh, this is a really good one. I've never seen this before. Are there particular people around whom you feel squashed or cut off or disengaged?
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that a good question?
Yeah, it's a great question. I suppose in my work, I think when I was younger, for a long time, I felt that, you know, there was a certain way to write about all these things. You know, perhaps a little bit of what I was saying earlier, that there was a way to write about things and that, you know, people would always sort of dismiss me. And because I'd written about celebrities or, you know, because also as a woman writing about sport, my God, as a woman writing about sport, I got so much of that. So you were always being kind of squashed or sexually harassed or something. Yeah. Always. It's much better now, I have to say.
Yeah.
But then it was actually quite liberating because I realised I could never be the same as them because they were constantly sort of making it clear that you couldn't, you know, you're not doing this right or not, you know, or you're, and so I ended up sort of, you know, just having to sort of plow my own furrow and do it my way, thinking there's no point trying to sort of conform to this because, and actually in a way that made me find my voice much quicker than I might have done had I sort of felt more accepted in some of those environments.
Yeah.
And actually, so I really valued that.
Yeah.
Looking back at the time,
it's funny, isn't it? You can turn everything into, because in comedy it's similar that there was a book, I think I mentioned it on the podcast before, but someone, who's the lady that had a facial work done and then died under the table?
Joan Rivers. Yes,
I'm worried about my memory. Anyway, she wrote a book and she was saying that on all the late night shows she did a joke count of the men versus the women, yeah, and the women's joke count was like double what, yeah, the men's, and they had to do that. You've to got, be there.
Yeah. Yeah,
but then it made them better comedians in a way, so they took a negative and accidentally made it a positive or
definitely. Yeah. I've actually really valued that, but it's easier to say when you're 48 than when you're sort of 27.
Yeah, when you're going through it, it's not ideal. When you look back, yeah, you're like, oh, here I am.
I think that was it was a really good teaching experience, lots, yeah, of those things. So there have been, but it was positive.
Yeah.
Do you want to be in a bubble with me, a cuddle bubble?
What are your family like?
Oh, they're super. I've just spent the weekend with them. They are absolutely lovely. I'm the eldest of three girls. We're all really close.
Spent the whole weekend with them?
Yeah, well, we went to stay with my parents because, yeah, it was my children's half term. So I thought we all went down.
They live in
the, yeah. We're all really close. They're my best friends, my two sisters. We had a lovely childhood. We talked a lot about, we could talk about anything really, and it was pretty good.
Wow.
And I also went to a boarding school, which I loved.
Did you?
Yeah, a lot, yeah, of people think, I realise if you don't like it, it is totally dreadful. But I found such kind of close relationships with people there because, of course, you live for 7 years with your kind of best friends. And that I was a huge part of my life that, yeah, I absolutely loved. And a lot of people think that you are completely mad if you say it because...
Yeah.
People obviously don't have, but we absolutely, I loved it. And I thought it was, we're doing something so odd. The girls that I went to school with, we're all going on a camping, glamping thing. In 2 years, we've planned it and everyone's booked in and we'll all be 50 and we're going to like Wales to be in kind of yurts.
Yeah, great.
I know. I wonder what it could get quite dark, of course, but
yeah. That's great.
Recriminations and so on.
I'm
really excited about it.
Do you focus on, are you quite a positive person? You sort of see the positive in everything?
I try to be, but there have been many times in my life where I haven't felt like that. And that's definitely come with age, definitely.
Yeah.
And, you know, being able to see the funny side of things, my whole childhood and at school, you know, it was just like constant, you know, you don't have any respect for authority, but you're laughing the whole time. You know, I loved, yeah, all of that. And then maybe in my 20s and 30s, late 20s and early 30s, I felt like not like that so much in a way. And I sort of feel I lost my way a bit. But then after that, when I could just, I got it sort of back together, and it's a habit, a lot of it, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's a habit,
it is.
Sort of.
It's a muscle you train.
Yeah, it's a muscle, yeah, you know, yeah, yeah. Just finding that, just being able to laugh at the situation, which, yeah, is a coping mechanism and is, yeah, actually One of the most valuable, I think.
I have trained myself to do that, and then life got so much better when I did.
Yeah, it's a learned habit.
Yeah.
But you might have it naturally to start with, but it does dissipate unless you look after it. Oh. Yeah, and erodes and what
life
have you, as you
life
say.
Life will erode it, and then you have to, like, claw it back.
Consciously claw it
but
back.
But then recently I've started turning into a little spoilt brat princess.
Have you now?
Yes, I need to get back to gratitude. I don't know, I've started being a pig, and then I said to my agent, I think it's because I was on tour, so it's a slog, and then poor me.
But you killed it still.
Yeah, killed. Not if you're Brian. Let it go. So I think I turned into a tiny bit of a brat, and then I said to my agent, I'm so sorry if I was a bit bratty, and now we've got a code word, and if I ever become eager or bratty, we just go BMM, Be More Mel Gidrich. Because she's so nice, she's got no ego.
Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah. I'll remember that when I've become a complete horror show in sort of week 39 of my book.
Yeah.
And now it's time for Terrific Spurific. And now it's time for Terrific Specifics.
Have you ever had best, worst or weirdest cuddle?
Okay, I'm going to talk about worst cuddles. I'm quite small, but I'm not that small. I'm 5'4".
Yeah.
But people, for something about me, guys have often thought, can I pick, even someone the other week said to me, can I pick you up?
Oh, really?
It's a sweet old thing, really.
Yeah. So,
and I said, well, I mean, you know, I'm worrying about your knees and stuff. Somebody said this to me, and people have often picked me up, and I always think, oh, God, come on, why do you have to do, you know? But I tell you who else, Richard Branson is a great picker-up of women. Anytime he had anything new to promote, there would always be Richard Branson, sometimes like in a suit, but up to his knees in the Caribbean, holding aloft a woman.
Oh, it's such
and there are whole tumblers of these things, I think, of pictures of Richard Branson picking up women. I always think, when he finally gets his little rocket to go to space, it's going to be so sad because all the women on it, I'm sure he'll put only women in, will be in zero gravity and they won't need Richard to raise them any longer. So in a sense, his dream is his own obsolescence.
Yeah, but by that point, he'll be too old to pick them up anyway, won't he? I mean, he's knocking on a bit. Like,
oh, I reckon he builds his muscles up just to keep doing it.
Oh, God. Have you met him?
No, it's not been my pleasure yet.
It's not been...
He's written a couple of letters to me about the guy to the
Has
Guardian
he?
About me. Yeah, a few couple.
Really? What kind of thing?
Just displeased with things I've written in my articles, I'm afraid to say. He was very upset about something about the bailout. You know, when he tried to get in the pandemic bailout and he said, I'll put my island in the Caribbean up for collateral. And I just said, is this the same one that gets blown down every 2 years? Sorry. Seems like you're going to get up pretty early to catch me. And I just thought, and it was really... And I said, maybe this is an act of God who just thinks you should pay tax in a British jurisdiction. And he wrote a long letter saying that they were, you know, it's nothing to do with God doesn't want, effectively sort of God, it's nothing to do with that act of God trying to make me pay tax in a British jurisdiction. I just thought, oh my God, don't repeat the joke. It's so stupid. It was so obviously facetious. If you repeat the joke and then put it on the letters page.
Wow.
So there have been a few like that. Always repeating the joke, for which I'm very grateful. No royalties, of course.
But, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have deep shame?
Oh, God, yeah, I do feel shame over all sorts of different things I've done. It does pass, doesn't it? It does get better.
It
does get... My husband doesn't feel shame at all. I think it's just a genuine superpower. Like,
are you joking
me? No, just doesn't feel... He had a much more complicated and complex childhood than mine.
Yeah, but I would have thought...
Somehow dealt... Maybe he just shuts off. I don't know, but he just does not feel... He does not feel shame, and he will admit this. And I just think it's super amazing. But yeah, no, I do feel it does pass. And I, you know, you have to, but...
Were your parents religious at all?
No.
That's lucky.
Not really. I mean, you know, the sort of minor kind of... They were probably in the Church of England, but they...
They're dabbling in the dark arts.
They don't even get Christmas or anything like that.
Yeah.
So even as children, we were not...
Yeah. No. Well, that helps, I think.
It helps.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I like religion. Actually, the nice side of religion I like, but yeah. Okay, last question. What do you think life's all about? Just a nice light one.
Well, I mean, you've got to get through it as joyously as possible, haven't you? So finding a way to do that is the half the fun of it. And you only make sense of any of it. God, you only, I mean, I'll probably lie down on my desk. My friend of mine, who's a film director, someone always said, he's quite old now, he's 80, someone always says to him, oh, I know what your last words will be. They'll be, oh, I see. He's always saying, oh, I see. He still feels he's learning everything now. And oh. I feel a bit like that, that, you know, you only know what it means in retrospect, don't you?
Yeah.
And it's too late and you're on to the next thing. But try to enjoy the ride. It's like it's on some sort of Instagram picture of a crossroads, doesn't it? But anyway, my apologies for being so trite.
No, but it's true. I do think the deathbed thing is an interesting one, because then when people have died and then be brought back to life, they do have that. They see their life flash before them. It's a thing.
Yeah.
It's literally a thing. It's not just in the films. So that's kind of comforting in a way, that it all gets revealed to us when we die.
When it's too late, yeah.
Yeah, but then we don't mind. Because
no, we don't.
I think a lot about getting old and it makes me sad, but then I went swimming today, and this old man, he must have been about 80, and you know your body's all hunched over and everything, and he was walking really slowly to get to the end of the pool. And I thought, oh God, it's not fun getting old, your mobility goes. And then I think he couldn't get in, he couldn't bend down, so he just flopped in. And I thought, he's dead. He's not come back up. And then he came back up with the biggest smile on his face. He didn't stop smiling for about 10 minutes. It made me so happy. One, that he was alive, and two, that he was enjoying a flop.
Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Are you ready for your cuddle type?
Yes.
Okay. Bear in mind that I'll just put it into the calculator. But bear in mind that we've never met. This is unbelievable.
I would die for this.
This is just unbelievable. Dragonfly, majestic and bombastic, and used in a lot of arts and culture. Because it is, isn't it? The dragonfly as a symbol.
I'm so excited to be a dragonfly.
You're a dragonfly.
Literally getting a tattoo of this when I leave here now.
If you look at lovely Marina's outfit, what do you say, dragonfly? Majestic and bombastic, it says. And that's true, isn't it? And isn't that amazing that it just comes up with that before?
It's sensational, and I couldn't be more honoured and flattered.
Amazing stuff. When is your book coming out?
It's coming out on October the 6th.
Faber and Faber, very classy.
Published by Faber and Faber, very classy. Far the grandest place I've ever appeared. And I very much hope anyone who wishes to buy it enjoys it.
Yeah, it's a perfect gift. Isn't it?
Like a charming stocking fit for anyone wishing to relive the last few years.
Yeah. Historians, fact fans, people who like a bit of a laugh and humour. Some writing with humour. October the 6th. Lovely. If I buy one, will you sign it?
Oh, God, Lou, of course I will.
Thank you.
It would be my pleasure.
Sorry, when I buy one. Sorry, whenever.
We better send you one.
No. You can't. You don't. You only get about 10 copies to send
out. Okay.
I certainly won't waste a copy on this one.
You've taught me a hell of a lot today, Lou.
We'll do pack a sandwich for the tour, just in case. Thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I loved it.
Well, that was Marina Hyde, and that was what I'm calling a lovely time. Thank you to her for coming on. What a nice, clever lady. Don't forget to get her book. It's out October, but you can pre-order it now. And it's called What Just Happened? Dispatches from Interesting Times by Marina Hyde. But there's loads of her stuff online as well. She's a very, very funny writer. I'm sure you know her already. Hey, we don't need a bat to explain what a cat is. Thank you. Anyway, lovely to see you again, isn't it? Lovely to know you're there, basically, like a friendly ghoul. And I wish you, do you know, I wish you all the best. I really do, in your heart of hearts. Goodbye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more.
And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.